Okay, we're learning the Chaf, and we are holding five lines from the top, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Eiz bas shnasa, vadai l'kayin. That means you bought a goat from a guy. You're not sure if it had a firstborn yet. So if it gives birth within the first year, so you know for sure it goes to the kayin. Why? Because it couldn't have had two babies in 1 year. So this must be the first baby. After a year by a goat. Suffolk. Then it could be it had, you know, one the first year, one afterwards. So it could be it had a baby ready to Suffolk. Rachel a sheep. Bas shtayim, 2 years. It doesn't have two babies in the first 2 years of its life. So if it gives a birth within 2 years. Vad l'koyim, kamal ha'lon, is a Suffolk. Para bas shalish. A cow takes 3 years to have two babies. So if it has one baby within the 3 years, Vadai, the coin is a store Bachar, Mekamal Halon is a Suffolk. Chamoira, a Chamor is Kapara. It's like a para, it's like a cow, same thing, it's 3 years. Reis Rehuda, Emeno, Chamoira Bas Abashanim. It takes 4 years for it to have two babies, and therefore if it has a baby within 4 years, it's for sure a Bachar. Now we know the din is a Petah Chamor, you paid it with a Seth. Adkan Dibre Rav Yishmael. This is all Rav Yishmael Shita we actually had in the Mishnah. This is Rav Yishmael Shita. Kishinemru Dvarim, when they said over Rav Yishmael Shita, the Fnei Rav Yeshua, in front of Rav Yeshua, Amalahem, so Rav Yeshua said to them, Tzu Amalah Rav Yishmael to Isa. You made a mistake. Ilu Bivla Bilvad Abahemen of Teres. If the only way Abahemen becomes, you know, that it doesn't have a Bechor anymore, where he gets a peta rechem, if it's only with a Vlad, Hayekud Rech, you're right, they can't have two Vladois in the first year. But Ella Omru, they said that Simon HaVlad, Behema Daka, is a Tinuf. That there is a way to have a peta rechem, even adding a Vlad, if it has a Tinuf, or a Vagasa or Shulya, like a sack, or Vaisha Spear Vashulya, a sack or skin that comes out. They don't have to have a Vlad, even something like a miscarriage also will be called a peta rechem. So therefore, even if it has a baby within a year, how do you say it's a vadai bechor? It might have had a tinuf before. You have to check out that it had a tinuf before, because if it had a tinuf before, then it wouldn't be a vadai bechor. So don't tell me because it had a baby within a year, it's a vadai bechor. Maybe it had a tinuf. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel said over from the Chacham. And he says, me myself, v'ani, ain't any oimrikein. No. Rabbi Shmuel said Ashita, when he said from Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua said, you're making a mistake. Chazal said that a simon by a vlad is not afka a vlad, a simon by a behema, even a tinuf. Va'ani, ain't any oimikain. So Rabbi Shua talking, he says, by me myself, I don't say exactly like the chamim, I say, ela'ez shetimfa bas shisha, a'ez that had a tinuf when it was 6 months old, your letter zech shnasa, could have a baby within a year. And therefore, having a baby within a year is not a raya, is no peta rechem. We'll see what's a nafka mina between Rabbi Shua and the Chamun. The Gemara will talk about it soon. Rachel shtimfa bas shnasa yelez shtayim. If it has a tinuf within a year, it could still give birth within 2 years and sees no peta rechem. So that they had a baby within 2 years, no raya. So he's saying also the same thing in Chesh of tinuf, but he's saying a little different, saying about 6 months something. We have to see what the Gemara explains in Machlokes. We have a third sheet to hear in this own. In the Tino for Rabbi Kiva, also we have to know Rav Kmina. Rabbi Kiva, Anilei Basil Dei Midazu. I don't hold the Rabbi Shmuel either. Ella calls you a day of Shabikra. If you know for sure this is the first thing that came out in Kan Lekayin Klum. If you know, if calls you a day, you know already had a Bechar, had whatever, a Tino for a baby in Kan Lekayin Klum. Mechosh Loi Bikra, if it did not have anything, then I raise a Lekayin. Safik Zirchum Mumel Bayam. Safik. Eat in the moon lebayim. Comes out there are four shittas here in this brisa. You have Rabbi Shmuel, you have the Chachamim, you have Rabbi Yeshua. What? Right, I can't explain it because the Gemara has explained the machlokes. But they all hold that tinuf is also called a peta rechem. All three shittas hold it. What's enough? You know, that's the Gemara's kasha. What's that? All three of the last shittas argue Rabbi Shmuel. They hold that just because they had a baby within a year doesn't mean it's a bechor. I can't have two babies in 1 year. Teretz says, no, okay, I have a tinuf. Right. So the first sheet that says, because Simon of Vlad, Simon by Behemoth is tinuf. Rabbi Shua himself says, that if it had a tinuf after 6 months, it could still have a baby within a year. That's the words of Rabbi Yeshua. If it had a tinuf within 6 months, it could still have a baby that year. And Rabbi Akiva said, you have to know for sure that it was not bikra, nothing happened within the year, then it's a bechar. Those are words. What? And it's safik, then it's yechamu lebailim. Everyone agrees to that. If it's safik bechar, yechamu lebailim. But there's three mandiyamim here who sound very similar, and the next blot will be dedicated to explaining the machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua and the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva. That will be that's what I was going to explain right now momentarily. But my kamiflegi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua. What's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua? That's the first step. That's the first step, which we know what the machlekes is. We just want to explain the bi'ur machlekes. We know Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua argue. Rabbi Shmuel holds anytime you see a baby within the first year, it's a bechar, right? Rabbi Yeshua says b'shem the chachamim, no, that doesn't arayah. Maybe had a tinuf. So what's the machlekes? My kamiflegi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua. Lema, let us say but tinuf poyta kamiflegi. Are they arguing if tinuf patas? Rabbi Shmuel saivar tinuf ain't a poyta. Rabbi Shmuel holds no, tinuf is not called paterachem. Rabbi Yeshua saw tinuf poyta it is. So maybe that's the machlekes, and we'd rather not say that. That's the machlekes. Because Zachara, why shouldn't a tinuf be a petarechem? It has a miscarriage, it's a petarechem. You think that's the machlekes? No, it's not the machlekes.
It seems like that's how we pass
on. They what?
Like, tinuf is good. Someone who has a miscarriage, they don't know.
Exactly.
A human has a miscarriage.
Right. So what's Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel then? It's a tease, made a mistake. What's Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel? What do you explain, Rabbi Shmuel? So tomorrow, the lame of tinuf poyta comes here. Rabbi Shmuel saw a tinuf and a poyta. Rabbi Shmuel saw a tinuf poyta. Mara says no. Either chazin and a tinuf. If you see that I had this miscarriage, this tinuf, the kuli amalei pligi the tinuf poyta. Everyone will agree to that. B'ha'cha b'choishin the tinuf kamifgi. We're arguing are you choishish for a tinuf? Rabbi Shmuel saw that in choishin the tinuf. You're not choishish for a tinuf because it doesn't all have every person. Every behemoth has a miscarriage. So why should we choishish for that? Rabbi Shmuel saw that choishish tinuf. You are choishish for a tinuf. So really, everyone agrees tinuf is enough of a pater rechem. The machlekes is, are you choshev or not? Ask the Gemara of Loi Chayish. You can tell me now that Rabbi Shmuel is not chayish or tinuf. We had at the end of yesterday's blat. Rabbi Shmuel krameis vile chayish amiyut. Rabbi Shmuel holds a krameis. You are choshev amiyut. You are choshev amiyut. So why aren't you choshev over here for amiyut? Where do we find this choshev amiyut? We had yesterday that says after a year it's a suffix. That means a Safik Bechar. And so Tamara asks, why is Safik Bechar? Should we have Vaday Nata Bechar? Because usually, Roiv, behemoths give birth within the first year. So Tamara says, no, Chayish V'miyat, that's why it's a Safik. So you see, Rabbi Shmuel holds you Chayish V'miyat. If you're Chayish V'miyat, so why aren't you Chayish V'atinov? So and the Gemara, Ki Chayish L'chumra, L'kula Loi Chayish. You're only Chayish V'chumra. That means that after a year, and you want the Yisrael to keep it like a pasha, to keep it vaday, we say, no, l'chumra, you have to worry, maybe he didn't have a baby within the year. L'kula loy chayish. There is no l'kula over here, you want to say that it's not a vaday b'char, you want to say it's a suffix b'char, and it goes to the Yisrael, because maybe there's a tinuf, that already you don't say. You only say l'chumra, you don't say l'kula. So one pshat in the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua is, if the tinuf is pate, the question is, chayish of a tinuf or not? Everyone is choshesh v'et, even Rabbi Shmuel. So what's machlekes? Here the machlekes is, if it has a tinuf, could it give birth again within the year? Rabbi Shmuel sava, if it's metanefes, it's like a baby. And ain't a chazeres doesn't have a baby that year. So if it had a baby now, it must be it was never had a tinuf. And it's a raya, it's a bechor. Rabbi Shua sava metanefes chizeres v'yoledes v'chnosa. But metanefes could be chizer v'yolda in the same year. There was not a raya. So comes up to the last pshat, very gishmak, that Rabbi Shmuel says if you buy a behema and it gives birth within a year, it's a vade bechor. Why? Because I had a tinuf, couldn't have a tinuf. Because if you had a tinuf, it would not give birth to a baby. The other man holds no, that maybe had a tinuf, it could still give birth to another baby within the year. You give a birth to a baby, another baby within the year. Good, my shoes, good? Dr. Gemara weiter. V'ein v'ani eini oimer. V'ani eini oimer kein. It says that Rabbi Shua himself doesn't say like the Chachamim. He says, v'ani, I say different. He says that if I had a tinuf within 6 months, it's yoledes toich shnasa. It could give birth within the year, and therefore it might not be a bechar. Rachel shnasa yoledes v'shnaim gives birth within 2 years, and since it was tinuf, it's not a peterechem. Now, ma'ikemein gemara l'svari. Gemara means the thing he said. Although l'svari means the thing he holds himself. What's the nafkamina? Like Moshe was asking before, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yeshua and what he said over Chacham? They both sound the same thing. They both sound like if it has a tinuf, then it could be had another baby within the year, and it's not a Chacham. So what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara, nafkamina is like this: Kegoin shetimfa b'sayt shisha, it had a tinuf at the end of 6 months. The v'ika b'nai is ziri. The Omer ziri ain tinuf pachos b'shloishim yoyim. Ligmare is the Ziri. Ziri holds that a tinuf always lasts 30 days and you can't get pregnant again. So here the story was, you saw I had a tinuf after 6 months from its birth. And now it gives birth within the year. So if you hold like Ziri, that ain't tinuf pachos b'shloish v'yoyim, so then the Gemara is the Ziri holds of Ziri. Therefore it must be, it has to be that this thing wasn't a real tinuf. Because if it's a real tinuf, you wouldn't be able to give birth now within the year. Why not? Because you had a tinuf at the end of 6 months. So it's a full 6 months. Another 30 days you need for to clear off on the tinuf. And they get pregnant again. A pregnancy of a behemoth doc is 5 months. That's after, and a full 5 months. And a full 30 days is a full year. Now the baby got to be born the next year, the first day of the next year. Since it was born within the first year, it's a raya, wasn't a tinuf. And that's shot in the Chachamim. That since it was born within the first year, it's a riot, it wasn't a real tinuf. Because if it were a real tinuf, they wouldn't give birth. Because it can't give birth to a tinuf and this in 1 year, because it takes 30 days to clear up. So what's not a real tinuf? You hold the ziri. L'svare, Rabbi Yeshua, who says that even if it's tinuf at the end of 6 months, it's still not called a bechar. He holds less late than Ziri. He does not hold a Ziri. And he holds it could be it was a real Tinuf, and he still give birth within the year. Why? He doesn't hold a Ziri. You don't need 30 days to clear up. You could have got pregnant after a Tinuf within 30 days. What are you telling me, Maishi? It's good? What's the problem? Let's figure this out. He was Tinuf at the end of 6 months. If his Ziri takes 30 days to clear up, that makes 7 months. And then it takes 5 months for the baby, 12 months. So the baby would be born the first day of the next year. So here, it was born within the first year, you know it wasn't real tinuf.
Have a baby Monday less than 5
right, months. Can't, right, exactly, very good. Rashi speaks out, it can't.
Have a baby after 6 months?
Didn't have a baby, tinuf. First of all, what's the problem? It was tinuf anyway, but it was 6 months, so what's wrong? It can't have a baby less than 5 months, you can't have a baby. Less than 5 months, you can't have a baby. Rashi brings down a pasuk that says, Mesech Snida by Heroyan, by Isha, it says, Reish, to Gematria, Reish Ayin Aleph Yaim, and 9 months is 9 times 30 is 270, and the next day Rashi and Aleph gives birth. It cannot give birth less than the full 9 months. As Rashi is talking about there, I don't know if we know what Matthias, but either way, they're saying that we're going now that it can't give less than 5 months birth, and therefore the Gemara in the Svare, the Mechlekes is if we hold of Ziri or not. The Bai is saying, I know the Tarsus be the Kulam is the Ziri. Everyone holds of Ziri. If everyone holds of Ziri. So l'chayra, l'kuliyama to be a raya that it's not a petarechem, the tinuf. It wasn't a real tinuf because how it gave birth. So tomorrow, this is machlekes is it give birth in a little less than 5 months, like we just was handling. Ligamare loyam rinliyas mekatam. The chum hold it can't loyam rinliyas mekatam. So it must be it's a raya that it was not a tinuf. And what does it mean? There's no yelas mekatam. You learn from the isha. L'svare, I'm reading yelas mekatam. You don't learn from isha. You don't learn from a human. And it could be a yelas mekatam. That's what he holds. Therefore, if you have a tinuf at the 6 months, you still can have a baby within the year, and it's not a raya. It wasn't a tinuf. That's the second mahalach in the machlekes. And the third mahalach in the machlekes is by yisema lo yamri yelas mekatam. We say he holds that mixyam kula, and therefore can give birth within the year, because mixyam kula, that day was the last day of 5 months, And I really had a tinuf. I had to give birth because mixim kuloi. And legamar lemir mixim kuloi. You don't say mixim kuloi. It means I have to have a full 5 months, a full day. The last day has to be a full day. And therefore, or the last day of the 30 days of Zeiri also has to be a full 30 days. And therefore, mixim kuloi. And if I gave birth within a year, I'll be a raya that it was not a real tinuf. So that's the machlokes between the Gemara and the Svaris. So we already finished explaining the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, and we explained machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. Now we're going to go to Rabbi Kiva.